My topic is to study the contributions of race and payer sources to nursing home quality of care. Do individual level effects remain after controlling for facility level effects? I want to thank my co-author, Dr. Nancy Miller, who's also in the audience, for her help in this study. This is the major content of today's presentation. For some background introduction, healthcare disparity is a persistent issue which led to federal action. According to the most recent version of BIHRQ's annual report on national healthcare disparity, it is a persistent issue. Healthcare disparity are evident in long-term care settings. There are increased long-term care demand, but there are unmet needs. For this study, I'm using Donabedian's approach to define quality of care measures. I'm using the process factors in the model, which including daily use of restraints, hospitalization, and flu vaccination. The overall goal of this study is to examine the contributions of individual risk and Medicaid coverage to disparities in nursing home quality of care after controlling for both levels of confounders. There are three hypotheses to be tested here. First one is at individual level, compared to white residents, black residents experience a poor quality of care after controlling for both individual and facility level characteristics. The second hypothesis is resident in facilities with higher density of black residents, they are more likely to experience poor quality of care after controlling for the confounders. The third hypothesis is residents in facilities with higher percentage of Medicaid recipients experience poor quality of care after controlling for other confounders. I'm using the most recent version of National Nursing Home Survey 2004. The two major components, the resident file and the facility file, they are merged. Common variables are acquired and merged in the research data center at National Center for Health Statistics, and all the statistical analysis were actually conducted there within the data center. The three independent variables to be included in this study are three quality of care measures. The first one is daily use of restraints and hospital admission during the past 3 months, flu vaccination in the past 120 days. The mechanism of choosing dependent variables here is that there are measures used in other authoritative studies, but they are also available in the National Nursing Home Survey. For independent variables, I group them into two levels, individual level and the facility level. For my analytical approach, first I did some descriptive analysis. For my multivariate analysis, I used the multilinear mixed model, which is also a multi-level model that can examine the individual factors, individual level factors and facility level factors. This is the first descriptive result table. Actually, for my descriptive analysis, I have a larger table due to the space and time limitation. Here, I'm only able to present the outcome descriptive data. According to this table, we can see that there are a high prevalence of restraints among the black population rather than white population, and the black individuals are more likely to experience hospital admission, and they are more likely to experience multiple time of hospital admission. In terms of flu vaccination, black individuals were less likely to receive flu vaccination in the past 120 days. Here, the descriptive table are categorized by different residents in three different groups of facilities with different black resident concentrations. Zero means the facility has non-black resident, and less than 10%, the other group is more than 10%. The 10.06 percentage is a cutoff point that we used because for the sample population, the average concentration of black residents is 10.06%. And based on this table, we can see that residents in facilities with higher concentration of black residents were more likely to experience restraints, hospital admissions. They were more likely to experience multiple times of hospital admissions, but they were less likely to receive 63% versus 72% or versus 66% of likelihood of receiving flu vaccinations during the past 120 days. So in summary, at the individual level, black residents were more likely to experience daily restraints and hospitalizations, but they were less likely to receive flu vaccinations. Black residents were more likely to use Medicaid as their primary payment sources and experience higher number of ADLs per person. Residents in facilities with higher proportion of black residents were more likely to experience restraints, hospitalizations, but less likely to receive flu vaccinations. Individuals in facilities with higher share of blacks were more likely to be in a facility that was operated in chain for profit with larger bed size, that's 200 or more, located in a metropolitan area and with a higher percentage of Medicaid recipients. I also conducted a Pearson correlation coefficient test between all dependent variables and independent variable. The major purpose of doing that is to rule out two independent variables with high correlations to avoid them to appear in the same multivariate analysis model. So based on the result of the correlation coefficient analysis, only total ADLs and RN staffing measures are used in the same model. In other words, individual ADL measures such as bathing, walking, toileting are not included. Other nursing staff measures such as LPN, CNAs are not included. This is my multivariate analysis result. I present them as variables of interest, individual level confounders, and facility level confounders. So let's talk through based on each dependent variables. First, let's start from daily restraints. Resident in facilities with higher percentage of black resident had higher odds of experience daily restraints, and also other predictors at individual level, the higher number in ADLs per person diagnosed with dementia at admission was associated with greater odds of being restrained well. A higher number of total medications taken per person was associated with smaller odds of being restrained. Residents who had stayed for more than 90 days at the time of survey were associated with larger odds of experienced daily restraint. Residents in facilities with higher percentage of RNs that has a longer tenure stayed more than a year in the same facility, they had a lower odds of being restrained. In terms of hospital admission during the past 3 months, none of the ratio variables, either individual or facility levels, were significant enough to predict the odds of hospital admission. At the individual level, 1 year increase in age predicted relatively very small odds of hospital admission. Male residents had greater odds of hospital admission. Residents with one additional ADL counts per person using Medicare as primary payment sources, an increase in total number of medication taken per person also predicted greater odds of being hospitalized. Last, being in a resident in a chain facility led to smaller odds of hospitalization. Individuals residing in a facility located in rural areas had a greater odds of hospitalization. In terms of receiving flu vaccination, residents in facilities with higher percentage of blacks were significantly less likely to receive the vaccination. Other predictors, such as increasing ADLs, increasing number of medications taken per person, being diagnosed with dementia, staying longer than 90 days in the same facility were each associated with greater odds of receiving flu vaccination, while using Medicare as primary payment sources was associated with smaller odds of being vaccinated. Other predictors, such as individuals in nursing homes with higher percentage of Medicare recipients, were associated with smaller odds of receiving vaccination. Residents in facilities located in a micropolitan area and other areas, which is considered as rural areas, then compare relative to metropolitan areas, and those are with a director of nursing on board, had greater odds of receiving the flu vaccination. I also conducted sensitivity analysis to compare the total sample population versus those who had a longer length of stay, because all of these quality measures had lower distributions. This preclude use dependent variables in the multivariate analysis. That's why I didn't use a longer length of stay subpopulation. In terms of sample weight, I created a total sample variable, which is the sample weight, original sample weight in the National Nursing Home Survey, multiplied by the sample weight with bedside measures. There are several significant findings out of this study. The first, of course, is the residents in facilities with higher percentage of Black residents were associated with greater odds of restraints, but smaller odds of receiving flu vaccination. This agreed with previous studies. According to this study, Medicaid as payment source was not associated with any quality measures, whereas using Medicare predicted greater odds of hospitalization but smaller odds of receiving flu vaccination. Another finding is being a resident in the facility with higher percentage of Medicare recipients, Medicare percentage per facility was associated with smaller odds of receiving flu vaccination. The last major finding is resident in a facility with higher percentage of RNs that serve for more than a year, that's with longer tenures, was associated with lower odds of restraints. Resident in facility with director of nursing on board had greater odds of receiving flu vaccinations. So in terms of policy implication, the resource concentration at the facility level, but not at the individual level, is associated with poor quality of care. Although individual risk was associated with increased restraints, hospitalization, lower use of flu shots descriptively, this was not significant in the multivariate findings. In other words, the individual level ratio effect was not significant after controlling for both individual and facility level confounders. In terms of financing long-term care, the Medicare payment was both significant to predict the quality of care at both individual and facility level that needs some public policy attention. The last policy implications, the government guidance and regulations need to be provided to nursing staff, such as to provide some support for RN staffing, which is positively associated with quality of care. There are certain limitations for my study, which was originated from the designing of the National Nursing Home Survey itself. There are small sample size in ethnic groups. For example, for the Hispanic ethnic group, the sample size is only about 200, 300 something. So it's too small to be included as an individual ethnic group in this study, and there are lack of discharge information. So for the current resident information, there are all length of stays. Just by the time of interview, they could stay longer actually. So for the future study, I may use other similar data sets, but we're dealing with this limitation, such as the MDS data set. Also, I'm using three quality measures in this study. In the future studies, I may be able to explore other quality measures, such as pressure ulcer and weight loss. And this study limited is a study sample population is limited to a subgroup that's age 50 and older. So in the future, I might be interested to explore the study in other age group, such as the working age population, which is also an increasing force in the nursing home total population. That's all. Thank you.